Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
Hello. Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast. I am Brandon.
I'm Becca.
Oh, I'm Jordan.
And it's me.
Wrong show.
And Mariel.
And I'm Becca.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, because you're in the gut seat. You really wanted to be in this seat.
Now it's the Becca
seat.
That's
not why, but it came to me in a vision. So. Yeah.
And Patrick, we also have Patrick Podrick, Patrick Salazar, in our sidecar. Is that what we're calling it? That is a very depressing sidecar.
Sidecar.
Where are you? Like in a dungeon somewhere. All right. Before we get started, just want to say thank you to Audible. Wonderful sponsor for the podcast. So thank you very much. Oh, there they are. You don't want to reach in for the graphic?
Thanks for inviting me, Audible.
Oh, yeah. I went away.
So second straight Thursday podcast. I think last week was, it was a thing.
I thought you were going to say, okay.
No,
it's the youth group podcast.
It's the youth group.
What is this? Yeah. If that's the youth group, what is this?
This is the people who don't hang out with each other.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever. Jordan, you and I used to be close. How long have you been at the company?
Almost 5 years.
Okay, so over that 5 year span, you've gotten further and further away from
me. Yeah, I'm trying. I stayed with you for like 2 months until I found an apartment that was very far away from you.
You lived with me and then we also sat next to each other at work.
Yeah.
Like, you see how small this couch is?
Ugh.
That's where we were. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm glad I work in another building like 2 miles away now.
Yeah, then you went to a different building here and then now you're just like, you just left.
Well, it's all kind of rubber banding back now because I found out you're moving in the same neighborhood I am.
Yeah, so we're getting a house and
Brandon and I are getting a house.
Yeah, you just said
Becca. I was just trying to include. All right, yeah, Becca and I. All right,
houses. You know about them,
houses.
Right?
Yeah.
So we found this place and we really liked it. And then I realized that Jordan was moving into the same neighborhood.
I told you about this neighborhood.
Yeah, I just forgot. I didn't know that's where we were going to see this
conveniently.
Place. Conveniently. And then I was just like, oh my God, Jordan's going to be so annoyed that I'm moving in next to him.
What's even more annoying is that you're moving into the house that I wanted to get.
Really?
Yeah. That was like our favorite house.
So, yeah, that is a slap in the face.
Yeah, but we were saying like maybe we'll be friends with whoever moves into that house, and we can
not
see it all the time. And now it's Brandon, so we're never gonna see it.
Yeah, you can never go in there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate all you guys.
Yeah,
being
thanks
here.
For inviting me. I guess
I have a question for you, Brandon.
Yeah.
If when you get this house, are you going to continue to subscribe to your grass service now that you have a yard? Or
no, I have a bitchin' yard. Man, I'm gonna retire the grass.
What will we make fun of you about now?
Oh my God, there's like a thousand things.
Yeah.
There'll be like 100 things in this podcast
alone,
it's only an hour long.
Look at him.
The grass is a great idea. All
it
you guys are
idea.
Insane.
What's the grass thing? I don't know.
People will be mad if I explain it again.
Okay.
Short of
you
it, some dude in California sends me his grass.
Oh shit.
That's the very, very short of it.
No, you're missing an important part there.
What's it?
So his dogs can pee and poop on it.
Yeah.
That is the
how much grass?
It's about like 4 feet by 2 feet. Let me ask you this. Do you like having a bathroom in your house, or would you prefer to have an outhouse somewhere?
Well, okay, wait. I think this is the difference between having like a porta potty or a real bathroom. This isn't. I mean, what? I'm not gonna just like piss on the floor.
It's like, you know, December, you don't want to go out in the snow and take a shit in the, you know, in the ground.
Hey, speaking of dogs,
yeah.
Is it ever that cold here for your dogs?
It's chilly.
It does not get that
yeah,
cold.
It's no, never no, like
I have a pug, and because of her snout, she can't stand the extreme cold or the extreme heat.
How often does this guy send you grass though?
It's a very poorly constructed dog.
Genetically doomed.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Every 2 weeks, you get new grass from this guy in California?
Do you put it, you live in an apartment.
What do you do with it afterwards?
Do you put it on a balcony or what do you
do? It's on the balcony. I have like a big tray and I roll it in there.
I would do it if I lived in an apartment.
And so the dogs, any time of day or night, they just go out there and do their business. And then after 2 weeks, I throw it away.
Now you can put it in your house.
Why do you have to get that specific grass? Why couldn't you?
Why do you go? Yeah, you could
just go. So many people are annoyed by
that.
So I'll try to. So I had like the fake grass or whatever, but it's just carpet. So it's just it just accumulates piss. So it's like you go outside on your balcony, it's a smell of ammonia. And you just want to throw up. Whereas this, you know, it has like 2 inches of soil, just sucks up the urine. I'm not getting paid for talking about this either.
Why couldn't you grow your own grass on the balcony though?
Oh, there you go.
Can't grow oh, look at the dog.
I think that's our cue to shut up about this.
Yeah, I know, right?
I have a service that comes twice a week to pick up dog poop from my yard.
Oh my God.
It's incredible. When you have four dogs,
that's true.
It's a lot. Now we have three, but it's still a lot of poop.
Is it weird that I want to buy like a super fancy toilet for my house? That's really the only thing I'm exciting about putting in my house.
I've looked into getting like Toto washlets put in my house, but you need a grounded power outlet.
Could you explain what that is?
Oh, so it's a Japanese toilet, essentially. It's a fancy
bidet.
The one
that squirts your bum.
It goes over your toilet. And yeah, so it has like freaking ringtones and white noise, like so it'll mask the sound of your pee if you're pee shy. Heated toilet.
I need that for public restrooms.
A bidet sprayer that has like all sorts of ranges of intensity. It's incredible. It's hard to go back to a normal toilet after using one. So I thought about getting one for Michael for his birthday 1 year, but it was a huge process because you have to get the outlet installed.
See, what you have to do is get it for somebody at Christmas so you can wrap it and take it out of the cardboard box. Just wrap it as a toilet and put it in front of the tree. So you just have like a wrapped toilet shaped.
It's just
box.
A little toilet seat though, so you can have a toilet seat shaped box.
Oh, so there's no tank?
No, like you just put it on a normal toilet.
Oh, you just take off the
seat. It's just a conversion,
like a bidet.
Come on.
Oh, it's not a whole new toilet. Oh no, I want something fancy. I want to walk into the bathroom and just see this, just like
just get a bidet, just go all out, like get a toilet and a bidet.
My dog now.
Day bidet.
I'm super happy you're here, Becca. I remember when you were contracting with us every now and then. We would always look for a way to include sister, just because like hearing you like in the booth doing sister lines is like my absolute favorite thing in the world.
What a fanboy.
I'm pretty sure sister would have been like legit killed off if it weren't for Brandon. I probably would have had no career after Blood Gulch.
In all of Red versus Blue, I think you have the most inappropriate line.
Oh, definitely. Oh wait, which one?
You have to know which one I'm talking about.
I don't know. I can think of a couple.
Can we repeat it?
The female ejaculation.
Really? That one?
Yeah.
That seems so sort of mild.
What's the worst one that you think?
Like the one about like who wants to be known as the girl who's had 7 abortions?
Oh my God.
Sorry. I'm
Can you do the lines for us?
Oh God. Okay.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, they say girls can't ejaculate either, but guess what? And then I think it was just generally who wants to be known as the girl who's had 7 abortions? So. That was a long time ago. It's been 10 years.
It's my favorite. So like I'm always afraid like when Gus is in here of like saying the wrong thing.
We shouldn't be leaving this up to you, actually.
I know. It's so horrible.
Mariel, do you want to run this?
No, thank you. I'm good.
When we did Joel's show last year, there was so much stuff that will come up we want to talk about in the news, but the lawyers were like, you can't say this. You can't say this. You can't say this.
Does this podcast have lawyers?
You can't say this.
We
I don't
just
know.
Our show
technically
said female
we do,
ejaculation.
But they've just like walked away.
Okay. Our show did. And then Last Week Tonight. Have you guys watched Last Week Tonight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch it often, but.
So a couple weeks ago, they wanted to do a story on Cole because like Cole's like the big topic right now.
Cole.
So,
I hate that bitch.
Yeah, there's a CEO of a popular coal company, which I will not name because I am.
You don't want that cease and desist letter.
I do not want these.
If Gus were here, he'd do it.
Yeah. So the show reached out to him and his company before they actually did the broadcast and asked them to comment on something. So the company knew that they were going to do this story. Mm-hmm. So they sent John Oliver's show a cease and desist letter before the broadcast.
Before they even did it.
So that's what John Oliver started the show with, was a cease and desist letter.
He just dug in.
It was so ballsy.
Oh yeah.
And at the end they were like, we know we're gonna get sued, like come at us, and like 2 days later
they're gonna it's a ballsy move to send a cease and desist before they've done anything too.
I know, yeah.
It's pretty ballsy too.
I mean they've sued everyone. They sued some like tiny local newspaper. I mean they're very litigious. I saw that they're suing HBO and like Time Warner and someone else. Like they're taking it completely up the chain from HBO.
Well, they got to make money somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coal company.
Well, yeah, coal's dying.
Let's up it up.
Not coal. The coal.
Our
coal.
We still hate that bitch.
Coal is just here. And yeah, no, now that we're talking about him, gone. But not.
I know, it would have been a great time for coal.
Has John Oliver been sued before? I feel like he's very...
Yeah,
like,
I feel like he's...
I don't know. I think the show's pretty new. I don't know how many opportunities. We've never been sued, but we did get a... cease and desist letter
from was it from the state of Texas?
We got one recently.
Oh, I didn't know about the one recently. I'm trying to remember. I think I asked Gus if I could talk about this. I think we talked about it before.
Oh yeah, that's common knowledge.
So we tried
DMV thing, right?
Yeah, we tried to get a license, a Rooster Teeth license, because the state of Texas is desperate for money. License plate, thank you. So companies can license their logo on a license plate, and so we sent in the application, and I guess somebody from the license plate office, our DPS of Texas, researched our company, and they found this short we did where Matt and Tom Booker were at a DMV location, and Matt was there to try to get a different license plate because the one that he got sent from the DMV was like, I molest boys or something like drugs and car. So the entire sketch was Tom Booker pulling out more inappropriate license plates.
But they look too good, I guess. And they were like, we don't like being associated with this kind of shenanigans.
Well, it's because they said, don't mess with Texas.
Yeah, that's the trademark.
That's the trademark.
Yeah,
and I was afraid we wouldn't be able to do it because we hired a company to make them.
Mm.
But this was during the recession.
So the company they'll do anything. They'll do anything for money.
He's 69.
That guy's 69 dudes.
Oh my God. He looks so dude.
No. Okay, you blurted it out. Don't mess with Texas.
Look how young Matt was.
Oh, don't say that.
I think Matt still looks good.
Matt's still handsome.
I know. I didn't say he looked, but I said young.
How long ago was that short made, do you think?
5 years ago, can you believe it?
5 years.
2010?
2010.
That was like season one, right?
Season three, because it was in the Rafa Blanedo office. Mm-hmm. That was shot in the old animation office before animation moved in there.
You mean the back part of it?
Yeah.
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 That was, originally meant for like live action filming and stuff. And it was just a sound stage with a giant green screen. And then
wait, was it ever? Because I remember when I started interning there, like everyone was in there.
Yeah. Before that, it was
there was like
empty.
A tiny little like mocap. And then there was just like bodies.
So every time Rooster Teeth plans an office,
exactly.
Says, this is what's going to go here. We'll have plenty of space. Inevitably, it just turns into a bunch of people.
Yeah. Then animation rolls along and is like, look at all this space. We could fit people in here. And then that's why we have 200 employees just in animation or something. So sorry.
Yeah, no, whatever works.
the cease and desist thing reminded me of this blog that I read. It's called McMansion Hell.
I love that blog.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know that?
Yeah.
Basically, it's this girl who she knows a lot about architecture. She's kind of an architecture critic. So she'll take like gross, poorly designed McMansions and take pictures from like Zillow and stuff. And kind of like annotate over them about like what the fuck went wrong here, and why it looks bad. And she actually like writes these detailed articles as well on like architecture theory and stuff.
Did you read her the thing about roofs that she wrote? I thought it's so fascinating.
Roof lines and stuff.
Yeah,
roof line soup. That's how you know. That's how you can tell a McMansion. Mm-hmm. But she got in trouble because she was taking all these images from Zillow and using them fair use parody, just annotating over them. She got sent a cease and desist and. So she had to take her site down for a little bit. Oh. She just relaunched it today, and the EFF is helping her, and like they sent a statement, and they just fucking like demolished, slam dunk Zillow in the entire thing. And so they're like, she's like, yeah, coming back. Fuck you, Zillow.
So. That's awesome. That's really weird timing because just a couple days ago, I was like, I haven't read that. It's a Tumblr, right?
Yeah.
I haven't read it in a few months. I wonder what it's been up to.
Yeah.
And apparently if I'd checked until right now,
It
wouldn't have been up to anything.
But so
it's a good blog. I recommend it.
So I got fat.
what a segue.
Again?
Before. Yeah, and I found out from my in-laws.
Dude, Mexican people will tell you straight up for
They're like, I know you're happy in marriage because you've gained a lot of weight. And I had one of those smart scales and I hadn't gone on it in a year and I got on it and it was like...
You're fat.
Yeah. So I've been trying to diet and I've lost, I don't know, like 10 or 12 pounds and it's been nice. And today, and it's tough, like you eat like basically nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And today I saw the most frustrating article, Russell Wilson, who apparently is a big guessing game who he is. Who's Russell Wilson, Becca?
He is a professional athlete.
That much is true.
I think.
Can you be more specific?
I speculated that he was a basketball player on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I think it's Sierra's husband. I think who? That's his name. Sierra.
Sierra.
I think she's right.
Really?
The singer girl?
Yeah. Right? Is that him?
Patrick, is that?
They like waited until marriage. Okay. I mean, it's about.
Yeah, because there's that whole thing where like, he was saving himself.
He was saving himself even though she.
Wait, is Russell Wilson the football player that's went to Stanford?
He didn't go to Stanford.
Or he went to some really good school. Okay.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if you went to BYU. Is it BYU where you can't have sex? If you have sex at BYU,
well, I mean, it's a very Mormon
code,
school, so and I you would can imagine.
Get I'm glad you asked me because I am, in fact, Mormon and know everything about it.
No, you know a lot about sports. No, you have your own Twitter account for sports.
Yeah, that's just where I make dumb commentary about live sports. I don't actually have any insight.
Thank you for removing that from your primary stream.
I did it for you and you.
So Russell Wilson has this diet where he consumes 4,800 calories a day.
Damn.
And somehow he burns fat. Apparently it's just like no milk, no dairy, no wheat, and all protein.
You said no gluten earlier, right?
Well,
that's what it is. Yeah, no gluten, which is insane because.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, I think gluten's my favorite food.
I know.
I love things with gluten in it.
Yeah, like we should have a trailer, right? A food trailer that just says gluten. It's like all the gluten that's taken out of all that other food.
It's not gluten-free. It's gluten-filled.
Gluten extra.
So it like makes... It's super difficult to like understand how this works.
Yeah, if I consumed 4,800 calories, I think my body would explode.
Well, how active is this guy physically?
Exactly. Like
how many calories
is he? That's got to be a testament to how like finely tuned his body is because like it just burns calories and he's got to have 4,800 at minimum or else he'll wither away.
He's not like Michael Phelps who like he ate like the moon every day. So this is the explanation. When you think about metabolism, everybody will think fast or slow, and it's not. Metabolism is ultimately hot or cold. The definition of a calorie is a heat energy unit. I feel like I should be saying this. So if calories are heat and metabolism is a function of heat, and if fat is a lipid and only converts to energy in a hot environment, it makes sense that you can eat a certain amount of calories to generate enough heat to burn fat. And that's counterintuitive to every civilian out there.
Civilian? He doesn't think he's a civilian?
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, this is not Russell Wilson.
He didn't write this himself.
This is someone he is hiring. Let's see. A nutritionist named Philip Galea.
This is some egghead.
Dickhead's not a civilian either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he talks like that.
So basically, he's eating himself into a hot frenzy.
Basically.
Yeah. Apparently,
so he's
though, like.
So much his body just burns everything.
Yeah.
I bet so I could eat so much that my body gets really hot and sad.
It's apparently how Chris Pratt got hot.
What, it's the same diet? What does it have a name? It's called like the meat sweats.
It's I don't know, the you need to be fucking rich to hire this guy diet.
Probably. Well, I stopped eating bread and like any kind of wheat gluten products.
Oh, man.
At least a month and a few weeks maybe. And I've lost like 10 pounds.
Nice.
I've been working out.
Has your family noticed?
Has my family noticed? Yeah. I don't see them often now.
Oh, okay.
But...
Well, you were saying earlier that
they'll be honest
with you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Mexican parents are just like, they always call you like flaca, which is skinny, or gorda, which is fat.
Yeah, there's no in between.
I
love that show.
Gorda and flaca. Yeah, it's a good show, man. But yeah, they have no mercy ever. They're assholes. So
My family loves me. Sorry. I can't relate.
What's that like? My father-in-law and I have a weird relationship. It's a good relationship. I always feel like he's disappointed because I'm not, you know, you guys know me.
Again, look at him.
Yeah. This last time, though, since I was trying to lose weight, when I drink, I'm only drinking red wine because it's probably the best thing, alcohol you could drink if you're trying to lose weight.
What? Vodka,
You sound like that character from Bored to Death.
Vodka, I don't drink, soda?
Vodka, yeah,
soda.
But you don't drink vodka straight. You have to
mix it
with something.
Soda, which also has no calories.
Yeah.
Well,
vodka soda is very efficient at getting you drunk and not filling you up.
All right. Well, I'm drinking red wine. Okay.
Well, now you got to change it up.
Yeah.
Because we told
you. We're telling you you're wrong.
So, No.
Okay.
I think your wine's better. So
good comeback. You got me.
We were out getting dinner and he just ordered a beer and then I ordered a red wine. And then he like looked at me and then looked at his beer and then he was just like, I will also have a red wine. Like it was some kind of like weird like
you think you're better than me?
Yeah.
I thought you felt emasculated.
No. It was either that or he was like happy because I remember the last time wine was involved, it was when I proposed to Paula and we were all in like the bar area and he brought out some wine to serve, but I was eating cookies and dipping them in milk.
What? Wait.
So I think
you were doing this immediately before you proposed to your wife?
No, that night. It was part of the celebration.
Oh, after.
Afterward.
Yeah, okay. Afterward.
Okay. So that just seems like such an infantile thing to do before arguably the most adult thing of your life.
Hey, can I marry your daughter?
No, it's a celebration.
Gotcha.
I'd be super duper happy.
This calls for milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies are good.
Yeah. They are.
It's probably also how I got fat.
Did you guys see the Great Milk War?
Yes.
On Twitter.
I'm pro milk.
What's the Great Milk War?
Are you pro drinking milk or against?
As an adult.
Yeah, I love milk.
Yeah.
You guys
love milk.
You're all on board, right?
Well, no, I don't drink milk, but I don't shame people. I get where Eddie's coming from in his argument.
What was his argument?
Yeah, but Eddie was being...
That makes you sluggish?
Well, he was just saying that like adults don't need it and you shouldn't
drink
it because of that. I was like, well, you don't need a lot of things, but we still do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think he was saying it was bad. Eddie's my friend, so I'm going
to
defend
milk has to be very cold. And it is awesome if it's cold.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Well, yeah, because if it's warm, then it's just, it curdles and I don't think...
Well, not warm, but yogurt. Like if it's, you know, like...
A nice hot cup of milk, you know, put you right to bed.
You buy it at the grocery store and took it home and then you pour yourself a glass. That is not ideal
that's like
temperature.
Room temp.
There's a great trick my girlfriend taught me about how to get rid of heartburn. And it involves you have a spoonful of honey and then you drink milk.
So at some point, Miles tweeted about...
Interesting.
Well, I'd say it was up on screen.
Milk's really good. Like if you eat something spicy too, milk cleans
like
out your mouth.
Food,
he tweeted his poll because I don't know how the argument started, but I guess obviously Miles was pro milk, Eddie against milk. And
again, his arguments being
right, but then he was also got into like, oh, like it's for babies. You're all babies. Go drink milk, you babies.
That's the only way you babies understand.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, it was really fucking funny.
Milk and honey.
Yeah,
it's like the closest thing to ambrosia.
I thought the argument got a little out of hand, and that's why I didn't choose any side publicly. I was just like, y'all are stupid for having this argument in the first place.
There's a lot of people in animation who were against milk.
Yeah, you know, we're all children, so we like. One, we like to argue.
Y'all are probably all lactose intolerant too.
Well, that's the thing. Like most people in the world are lactose intolerant because their culture, they don't drink milk when they're when
it's
they
like
grow up.
The human's natural state is to be lactose intolerant.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you don't need it, which I think is what Eddie was saying. Yeah. You don't need it when you're a grown up.
Mm. We're talking about like, I guess it was a debate between science and emotion.
Exactly.
Basically. So you like,
and I'm very logic based. So
would it bother you drinking milk from a different animal, like goat milk?
I've never had goat milk.
Would you
I've had goat,
goat
cheese. Yeah, I'd like to try
goat milk doesn't have lactose in it, right?
I have no idea.
Are there animals whose milk you would not drink?
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah, like
every other mammal.
Yeah, anything that's not a goat or cow.
You want to drink some fucking monkey milk?
It's all subjective, right? I mean, the reason we drink cow milk is because they're easily domesticated. And then the reason that people drink goat milk is because goats in their area.
But like, there's also a flavor. Like goat milk has a...
Isn't it kind of...
Yeah, it's a little...
But you grow up with it.
It's a little fuller.
Yeah, but it's still not... It's not great.
It's like spicy, like goat cheese.
Yeah. Like, I don't like goaty flavors that much. I know some people do. It just doesn't...
It's a little gamey.
Me. Like, I mean, okay, what's the most, like, bizarre mammal you can think of? Dolphin milk?
Fuck it. I don't know if platypus
wait, is
milk.
Wait, dolphins not a mammal? Is it?
Hell yeah, it is.
Platypus.
Yeah.
Platypus milk would be a delicacy, I'm sure.
That is platypus is not a mammal.
Yeah, but they lay eggs, but they do lactate.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Trust me. I play one on TV.
I like that you did your research for your character.
Well, and then we did everything the opposite direction because it's funnier.
So, my body sucks and really does. I had knee pain. So I went to the doctor and they're like, oh, you have tendonitis in your patella. It's also called jumper's knee. Do you play basketball a lot? I was like, no. They're like, do you do anything where you jump? And I'm like, not in the last decade.
Whenever the Texans score a touchdown, I get excited.
Yeah.
That's a basketball team.
So
right?
Not often. And, yesterday today I saw an article about a guy. I think it was in Britain. He got hit by a bus. I'm talking the front of the bus, knocked him down.
Oh, sorry to hear he died.
Gets up, walks to a pub and gets a drink. Mm-hmm. And I'm just if that was me, explode.
I know that's a very English thing to do.
Got hit by a bus.
Nothing's going
to
stop
double decker, I hope. And then went to the pub.
Oh, it kind of reminds me. There was during the London attacks, I think there was a guy who was in one of the bars that those guys came into. And he yelled something about his football team and then started fighting them.
Oh, yeah.
He was actively trying to fight them off and got stabbed and everything. He was I can't remember what team he's a part of, what he likes, but he just kept yelling that.
I don't know if anyone's ever seen Euro Trip.
Yes, that's a great movie.
I just think about every soccer fan is just those guys from the movie. Yeah, yeah. It was Manchester United. And then he opens two beer bottles with his eyes.
Oh, I think we have the video. Do we have the video?
Do we?
The bus.
Video. Oh.
So yeah, here's the bus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That guy got whiplash.
Dude gets up, goes to a pub, and has a drink.
Did he see it coming?
Well, no, yeah,
he was okay. He was all relaxed.
Yeah, that probably helped. Yeah, if he had seen it coming, he would have been ooh.
Would you, if you're going to die. Would you rather see it coming or would you rather just be behind?
If I'm going to die 100%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
If you were murdered, how would you like to be murdered?
Oh, fuck. I think about this a lot because I'm constantly convinced that every stranger I come across is going to kill me.
Yeah.
Because I listen to a lot of true
And then also
shows.
On the other side, least like to be murdered.
So in a realistic way or a stupid movie way?
I mean, how many ways can you get murdered?
Let's go for the big five methods of murdered. Stabbing,
shot,
choked, poisoned.
The piano wire,
drowned. And then burnt in a fire.
Burned. Okay, well,
yes, piano wire. I was going to think
piano wire, and then there was that episode of Boardwalk Empire where that guy's fighting the guy.
Yeah,
he's, got
so
it,
long.
Stop, and then cuts off his fingers and then gets to his neck.
Ugh.
Oh. It's like a 5-minute fight of them struggling in a bathroom.
The garrote.
It's brutal.
I was just trying to pretend to be dead and hope they go away. I don't really buy it though, because as soon as someone started choking me, I'd be like, and they're like, this, what?
That's my war strategy. No one in movies ever double taps, so that might work.
Yeah. But being poisoned would also be bad because then it's just your insides are getting burned.
Yeah, that seems really slow and horrible. Yeah.
I just don't want to get murdered.
I just want to get shot directly in the brain.
And I wouldn't want to see it coming.
Yeah.
Of mice and men style.
That's how I
think about the rabbits and then.
That's how I approach life. I'm just would saying this or doing this to this person make them want to murder me?
Yeah.
Wow, you're not very good at thinking about that then.
Really?
I'm sorry.
I want to
murder you
him?
All the time.
What? Completely thrown. Yeah, it's just
Brian,
like,
remember when I lived with you and you were you'd play Madden and then I'd be trying to sleep and then you would be banging your controller on the coffee table.
Rude.
Yeah, I know. And then I'd come out and there'd be a controller.
Rude. He was living there for free.
A controller shaped hole
in my bedroom. I was sleeping on the couch.
Wait, yeah, honestly, he should have been paying me for what I had to put up with.
Wait, so you were sleeping on the couch, but he was sleeping in the bed and you were you were technically in your bedroom playing Madden.
No. I just don't sleep in bed in my bedroom. I've always
I don't
slept
sleep
on the couch.
He sleeps in his grass patch on his patio.
Sometimes, just because I like watching TV. But most of the time, I have to sleep in bed because I'm married. But when I was single, I always slept on the couch.
Really
weird.
Yeah.
Is that
I'd rather sleep in a bed?
Yeah.
Humans tend to sleep in beds. That's
The thing is, I can't go to sleep if I'm in a bed, because I'm in a bed. It's time for sleep. When I'm on a couch, I'm just like, I can't fall asleep on the couch. I'm in a couch, and then I'm like immediately gone.
So you just fall asleep in places that aren't places you should fall asleep.
Yes, that's exactly.
Do you fall asleep while you drive sometimes? It's like, whatever you do, Brian, don't fall asleep while you're driving. And then you fall asleep.
No, but now I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the way that I die.
That'd be a bad way to go. you hit the British guy going to the pub.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he'll be okay.
What was that bus doing? Why was it driving on the sidewalk?
It was driving pretty erratically.
I don't think it was on the sidewalk.
That guy looked like he was just on the sidewalk.
What? It looked like he was just in the road.
No, the bus definitely veered in some place that he shouldn't.
He definitely didn't make that turn as efficiently as he could.
Yeah. Did you guys see that? It was a few years ago. It was when I was still at UT. We used to have the Foam Sword Fridays.
I knew you're yeah. so good.
That fucking video.
Did somebody get there?
Yeah, well, so Foam Sword Friday was basically like the last Friday of the semester. I think it was like the School of Architecture or something. They would bring out these foam swords and everyone would gather on Guad across from the union and like the co-op. And every time there was a red light and the crosswalks would turn on, everyone would just like swarm out there and beat the shit out of each other with foam swords. So the last year that they did it, or that I know of, they did it anyway, the light turned red and this guy jumped out.
There it is.
Oh,
he was wearing
that's
an Obama mask, was he not? That's the thing.
Yeah, he was wearing an Obama mask. But yeah, so you can see there's people gathered on each side of the street, and then as soon as like the lights turn red, they just fucking go at it. I hope we get to see it because it's so good.
I'm afraid of what's going to happen. Build up here. Who wants to place their bets? Does somebody get hurt?
Well,
we just watched somebody get hit by a bus, and I don't think I can handle that again.
Why?
I mean, okay. You're going to have to.
It's almost going. I think this isn't the actual, but you can see people get so fucking hyped for it because they're like beating their swords on the ground.
So they're just supposed to run in the middle and have a fight with each other?
They just run in the middle, like fight.
I don't remember this video being this long.
Yeah, skip ahead.
There you go.
Oh, God.
So yeah.
Okay. Wait.
Sorry, so here they go.
Is this it?
They just like run into the middle of the street.
Look,
just like, this isn't the actual
this
video
isn't the kid
that I'm talking about.
Well, this is a stupid thing to do anyway.
But so they go out there, they beat each other, and then like someone's like constantly watching the light and like yelling sort of people to run back. So anyway, one year, this kid, I think his name was Nick or something. He was like friends of friends, so I kind of knew him. Jumps out and immediately just gets fucking hit
like
by
he
a
steps
bus.
Out and
like he steps out and immediately gets fucking
why
bubbled.
Isn't he looking out for, why aren't these people looking for buses?
Well, I don't know, but like he just walks, he gets up and he's fine.
He goes to the
pub. Yeah.
Well,
but
that's
I think
good.
That
I
video
really
is like all over the internet too, but yeah, it was I remember I was going to work and I was driving by and there was like a bunch of ambulances and stuff, but he was just sitting there. He was completely fine.
In his Obama mask.
Yeah, with his Obama mask.
Does anyone else know anybody who got hit by a bus? Is this more common than I think it is?
No. My friends and I at UT, we always dreamed about getting hit by a bus because the rumor was if you got hit by a bus, they would have to pay your tuition for the rest of the year. So.
Nice.
Wait, who would have to pay?
UT. Like,
there's always
UT
a rumor that
the bus.
The bus would pay.
Wasn't there a rumor like if your roommate kills himself, you get...
There's a whole movie about
like,
that.
All A's?
Dead Man on Campus.
Is it?
It's like a guy basically trying to convince his roommate to kill himself.
So
because
he's
like
A's.
In deep. He has horrible grades. And so
that sounds fucked up. But
that's something Van Wilder would do.
Well, there was a teenager convicted a few weeks ago. Because she was dating a guy and kept like egging him on to kill himself while she was dating him. And it was just like, all right, no,
is this the girl that,
jail for that
did it serially? Where she, oh, no. I think of that Twitch streamer.
No, she had, this was like her boyfriend. I think,
I saw this case, yeah.
Did you hear about the YouTube couple where they were trying to do a stunt or something? And, she shot her husband to do a stunt. It was like he was like holding a textbook or something. Like the bullet will stop the book, and she shot through the book and killed him.
Oh my god!
And she was like 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was like shit. But like I think her last tweet was like, "Oh, we're about to do this really stupid video for YouTube. Like, just so everyone knows, it was his idea, not mine."
Oh my god.
Which is what I would write it for about to murder my
husband.
Well,
actually, so I was looking into it, and I was like, "Oh my god, I need to know more because I need to know more about everything." So I actually went onto their YouTube channel and started watching their things, and they have like one of the thumbnails of her, it's of her and she's like in a car and just says guilty and nervous. And I was like, "Oh my god, it's a premonition." And there's another video where they're
it's just titled I'm gonna shoot my husband.
There was another video where they're basically just like this like young, super young couple that like just wanted to be vloggers.
Like in their early 20s.
Yeah, they were like super young.
They needed more viewers. That's why they did it.
Yeah. And one of the things that he says in one of their videos is like, oh, you guys don't get mad at me because I do a lot of stupid shit, but that's just kind of who I am. And they're just like.
So really, is it that tragic? He just went out like, that's who he wanted to be.
But I mean, it just sucks. You know, it's
Becca.
A really fucking stupid thing to go out for.
YouTube,
you know?
Or live on. That's what YOLO stands for. Oh, okay. Wait.
Worst in what way?
How most granular?
Painful?
Is it like a most like gruesome. Being poisoned by something?
Horrific way to die.
Drowning or being eaten by something.
Ooh.
Like disemboweled.
You're close.
Ooh.
Getting hit by a bus.
Wearing an Obama
sorry,
hat.
It's all I can think about.
Getting
now.
Shot by your pregnant wife.
Yeah.
Getting slowly smushed by a steamroller.
Yeah, like close. An Austin Powers.
It's this thing called scapism. Or the boats. It's an ancient
boats?
Method of execution.
Oh my God, I read this.
Yeah, the victim would be trapped inside two boats or hollowed out tree trunks with just their head, hands, and feet. They would be force-fed milk and honey to the point which they develop.
God, Eddie's milk nightmare. And honey. This is how I want to go.
Yeah, they're eating from the inside out, right?
Yeah, and like then books. They would pour more milk and honey all over them, particularly the eyes and mouth
Becca,
and genitals to attract insects.
I'm
and
not
then they would
excited.
Be eaten alive.
Oh, yeah, God, being eaten alive, man. That's the worst. Just watch it.
Yeah. Ugh, man. Really I went gross. To in San Diego. There's a torture museum.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I went there and like that, none of that was as bad as what you just described, Patrick.
Somewhere there's a museum of death. It's somewhere that I traveled. In
New
Europe?
Orleans?
No, this one's in...
Well, have you been to the Tower of London tour? I think.
No, I haven't been to London.
For it's like they show you the tower and they're just like, well, this is where we used to rip people's eyebrows out. They talk like that. It's like a common way to...
They're all from Texas?
Yeah, they're very casual and very like, you know, jokey about how... This is like the place where like the worst stuff in the world.
In case anyone was wondering, the worst torture device I saw was one that's just a long, it's like a 4 foot tall spike. Okay. And it just kind of comes to a point and they set you on top of it. But first,
ooh.
And then you just go ahead and
but
slide.
First,
you get the rest of it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, okay. Was it tapered?
Yes, it gets bigger as it goes.
I mean, because they could have the same result if it were thin.
Yeah, it could, but it wouldn't be as bad.
Injury.
They
want
to really make it worse.
See,
yeah.
We think this is all messed up now, but I think it's only because we have iPhones.
What?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
It's because we have like so much entertainment around us.
You're such a fucking old
man. Like
wait, so we found that entertaining before iPhones? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
I say
iPhones,
I just mean like entertaining. So like,
I'll have you know, I went to that museum and didn't look at my phone once.
So, you know, in France and in New Orleans and, you know, I'm sure a lot of other places, they have public executions. Everybody would go out and they'd be like, yeah, chop his head off because there's just nothing else to
Well, they also didn't have fucking books except the Bible.
They had books. Books existed.
What point did...
When was the Gutenberg Bible first published?
This is one of those arguments.
I'm going to say, like
we'll just be over here.
Like 1700.
No, it was like 1300, 1200.
I have no idea.
All right, sorry, Becca, are you saying? People have books.
When did public executions stop? I think that is... Well,
I think they stopped way before the iPhone was invented.
In like fucking bizarre, like...
I mean,
real
when people get executed, there's observation rooms.
But that's like for family and people who were like...
It's not like locals are coming out to see the...
You can't find it in your newspaper. Yeah. Like, what are you doing Friday night?
Come on, down to the lethal injection.
1455.
1455 is the Gutenberg Bible. I don't know, maybe 50, 60 years ago, because you go take tours in any U.S. city, they'll be like, we used to hang people here.
People went to...
Well, yeah, but like, they didn't say...
That was probably public, though. Like, you go in and
I mean,
public.
When the electric chair, people would go to those executions too, right?
Wait.
All I know is what I've seen
the
in the
electric
Green Mile.
The Green Mile, I haven't seen the Green Mile.
Oh.
It's a good movie.
I ruined
like,
the part.
You know, hangings, yes, were usually public. So let's say like 50s. Probably in the U.S. Okay, television is why we don't have public executions anymore.
New form of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we just execute people with a story on television.
I think there's a lot, you know, just you know, anything, entertainment in general, I think just kind of gets people out of it. I
you
mean,
sound,
I could say
you sound like an execution
well,
lobbyist.
I mean, don't you think that's good that we have yeah. iPhones?
You sound pretty bummed out about it.
No, no, I think it's good. I just think like you can't, looking back and being like, oh, that was so horrible. It's just, fuck, people were bored.
Oh my God.
No, look, I'm people. Okay. Public executions were so common. It's ridiculous for anyone to think here that if they were alive at that point, they wouldn't go to a public
execution.
Would
you go to one right now? If there was like one tonight.
Are they live streaming on my iPhone?
See if my battery's dead on my iPhone or not.
Yeah.
You beat me to the iPhone joke. Yeah. I got nothing now.
Sorry. I think what you're trying to say is the iPhone didn't kill it, but other forms of entertainment did.
Yeah other forms of entertainment. Okay. The iPhone just being like a silly metaphor for it.
I took offense to it. So
we were just complaining about how people use literally like we're. But before we get in that very boring debate.
Well, I'm sure Becca has a lot to say about it, too.
Literally.
Before we go on, I want to thank Audible for supporting this episode of the Rooster Teeth podcast. Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original shows, news, comedy, and more. Audiobooks are a great way to listen, to keep yourself entertained while you're driving, you're at the gym, or shopping. It's super, super easy. And even if it's like a spur of the moment thing, like before you go on a car ride, we went down to Brownsville and I just grabbed it, bought something real quick, and then we listened to it the whole way down. And so for our audience, Audible is offering a free audiobook with 30-day free trial. If you want to listen to it, go to Audible and check it out. It's audible.com/RT and browse their unmatched selection of audio content. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. I started listening to the Dr. Katz audio series. It's super, super, super funny. I used to watch the TV show back in like the 90s, like the late 90s on Comedy Central.
I didn't know there was an audiobook version.
That's awesome.
Of
yeah,
Dr. Katz.
Yeah, they're bringing it back. So, you don't know, it's just kind of like a comedian like improvising, you know, being in therapy. And he's talking to a therapist played by, I think, Jonathan Katz, who's the creator of the show. And then they take that audio and they animate it and you see, you know, the comedian inside the therapy room. And then there's B-roll of like acting out that what they're talking about, kind of like the Rooster Teeth animated adventures.
What are those?
It's probably our worst show. Just don't waste your time.
I thought you'd have something to go.
Were you trying to set me up?
Yeah, I was like, oh, Jordan will take this.
Yeah, that show fucking rules.
But yeah, I love if you like comedy, it's super funny. I always like it when stuff's motivated. So, and you know, comedians have a messed up mind. So to hear them in therapy is just super, super funny. Highly recommend it.
My brother gave his wife an Audible subscription for Christmas and he just posted a list of all the books that they've listened to since the beginning of the year. And it's like 30 books.
It's definitely easier than reading books. I've been trying to read. My original goal this year was to read a book a month. It's June. I'm on book 3.
Oh, that's pretty good. Wow. I probably read 3 books in the last like 5 years.
Yeah.
What was your question?
Jordan, what you were referring to, Hotshot Stubbs says, is called the Judas Cradle.
Cool.
It was used on men and women who committed sexual crimes and offenses.
Ooh. Ooh, man. Cruel and Unusual Punishment on sexual crimes. I mean, no, but you get it, right?
What? What?
It's fucked up. But then that's not. I don't believe in capital punishment. I believe in like I can get if you want to like if somebody wronged me, like murdered somebody close to me.
Wrongly murdered.
Yeah, murdered. Yeah,
just murdered.
Right? Murdered somebody close to me. I would not want them to be put to death by the government. Mm. But I might want to kill them. I don't know. Like, I can understand that, people wanting to kill and, like, you know, back before, you know...
Justice,
like, people going and,
law,
like...
Law, humanity,
like,
social...
You know, like, retribution killings. Mm. But I'd still be against capital punishment. But I can see wanting it. Like, I would not be happy.
Yeah. I'm not going to open this can of worms.
Yeah.
Is it really that controversial topic anymore? No one really, like, talks about it. No one cares.
What, about capital punishment?
Yeah, totally there's not that much of a debate anymore about it. Everybody's focused on, you know, just a bunch of other stuff right now. Everybody likes arguing about abortion.
They just keep looking at
bathrooms.
Each other.
There's no huge dialogue about capital punishment. When was the last time you saw a headline about capital punishment?
It's one of those weird things that Bren laments. You know? I just wish people argued about this more.
Oh. Actually, this is not going to get political. What I'll say is like,
hope y'all are enjoying the last Thursday podcast.
So we have a new Supreme Court justice, right?
Okay.
Yeah. One of the first things he did, because he couldn't start ruling on everything, because, you know, a lot of litigation had already started, was a appeal from a state. Patrick, you can look it up. I think it's Alabama. They were low on their death penalty chemicals, right? Like lethal injection chemicals. Mm. And like the companies that make lethal injection chemicals are stopped making it because they don't want it to be used for that purpose. So, expire. It was like the expiration date was coming soon. So they scheduled like 10 executions.
Arkansas
scheduled like 10 executions in like, you know, a week span. And the Supreme Court was deadlocked 4-4. And then the new justice came in and ruled for Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So then all those people got put to death. And okay. I'm not going to say like one was right, one was wrong, but it's like, can you imagine your decision is resulting in like 10 people being
when you look at it, like like an arbiter of the law,
right?
Like he's just doing his job to interpret the law. I think it's very easy to disassociate yourself from the results.
Yeah.
But if it were me, I'd be like, fuck, I just killed all those people.
Yeah.
I think you could justify it because of that purpose, but I still think it has to affect you in some way. I mean,
how can I know?
Yeah.
You're going to be our next Supreme Court justice.
I'll be like the most like blinders. Like I take no human lives into account. Just whatever the law is.
And you have to do that at a certain point. If you are always making decisions that could potentially be emotional for you, you just have to step back and be very binary and black and white about it.
I guess doctors have to do that too. They make a lot of subjective calls. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Before we got on this tangent, I just wanted to point out a fun fact about Dr. Katz. It's one of the few shows to use a thing called squiggle vision.
Which is
an animation tool that I like saying because it's called squiggle vision. It makes the outlines. Yeah. It makes them, creates so that you don't have to do it by hand, an illusion called boiling lines, which makes it look more hand drawn in shows like Dr. Katz, where they're very static and don't move around a lot. It creates the illusion of movement. Fun fact number two, home movies used it for season one.
That's what I was gonna ask.
And then they got rid of it for season two.
Cool.
I will say, I never really, before I started working here and interning here, I didn't talk about death. I didn't talk about any of that. I wasn't too familiar with Rooster Teeth content. So in order to familiarize myself, I started watching Animated Adventures because it was the shortest thing and like that
and
I could consume
the
most.
The best show.
Well, and so I like I didn't really quite understand what it was. I just knew that you were the name behind it. So when I first started working here and I met you, I was like, oh, that's Jordan. And like, I didn't give a fuck about anyone else. So just so you know.
Oh, just
that.
Nice.
The guy from Georgia. That was my favorite part.
Hillbilly
in rural
Georgia. Brandon likes to say that when I did start making the RTAs, it was because I was living in Georgia. And I was bored out of my mind. Uh-huh. And then shortly after that, I moved back to California.
Yeah, there's a squiggle.
Look at that squiggle vision.
So squiggly.
As you can see, there's not a lot of animation and they try to trick you.
Oh, I forgot. He had like a super, he had a millennial son basically before it was.
He was a Gen Xer. He was just
a teenager. Yeah. He was, I guess, I associate everything that people, he was everything that people associate with millennials now. I guess there's always a generation.
Slacker. Can
we talk about
damn
RTX?
Youths. You want to talk about RTX?
Yeah. What are you guys excited for RTX? Like, what's your favorite part every year?
Oh, man.
Meeting the fans. That's always, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah. But besides that.
Okay. I'm going to fangirl out a little bit. I'm really excited about Sugar Pine 7 and meeting Steven Sepdick.
I was not expecting that.
In the marketing office, we're so obsessed with them.
You guys really are. Well, Andrew and Sophie were the first ones to tell me about him. And so I started watching his videos and the guy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Have you seen his videos?
I haven't, but that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, he's very
really
funny.
It really is. Like nerds online can tell me to watch it all I want, but like you guys?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
good.
I'll check it out.
God, I don't know. We had such a good time at the Rooster Teeth. I can't remember what it was called last year, but the Pride panel. What was it called last year?
I think it was Yeah, Rooster Teeth Pride last year.
We had so much fun with that this year, last year, and it was so emotional, and it was so nice to like finally have that event that I'm glad it's coming back.
You guys called a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I mean, it's just like basically the LGBTQA employees CD&E. Of Rooster Teeth. Yeah. We just have a panel, and we
I like that y'all are mixing it up this year. Like, I mean, it's like new people are coming in. And it seems like they're, from what I've seen in the app, there's a greater representation of all those letters.
Yeah, no, there really is. And it's grown, and it's so great that we have so many people, and we're such an inclusive place.
You guys gave it a great name this year.
What is it, Over the Rainbow?
It was like
Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, Rooster Teeth Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
I was looking at like the panel schedule. I was like, what's this? And I go, oh, dang, they got me. They got me to click on it.
There you go.
So it works.
Yeah.
Well, I think what was cool about last year's panel was that there were actually people that I didn't know were bi or gay or whatever in the company until we did the panel.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of cool to kind of meet each other that way.
It helps everyone here like get to be more comfortable around each other and stuff like that too.
Well, it's also nice for the community too, because they they see people who they might have not known, or they just have someone else that they can relate to in a different way.
That's nice. I had to miss that panel last year. I had a conflict. I'm hoping I can catch that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like
going to pretty much every panel, running around doing social media stuff with the team. So I'm gonna be everywhere and nowhere all at once.
Yeah.
RTX can be stressful sometimes, especially like ramping up to it, because like especially in animation we have to like make all the videos we're gonna show. In RTAA we always have to make a special intro video. Mm-hmm. Luckily we got it done early this year, and it's gonna be crazy. But that, I think that is my favorite part, is like playing that video and seeing everyone's reaction. And like, I never show it to Gus or Bernie beforehand either.
How do you get away with that? Wow. Oh, you're powerful. No.
But like seeing their reactions is always funny too. And then we like just the RTA panel is pretty fun, because like we always do a dumb entrance, and then we don't even really talk about RTA. It's just like me, Gus, and Bernie taking questions and making fun of each other. So I always look forward to that.
The Bantu one is
I will never forget
that one. Was a nightmare. I hated that one. I had to listen to that song about a million
times.
It's
a good song.
And then like finding all the stock footage behind for all the backgrounds was also a nightmare. Like, I think I had to like get a special account for like some stock footage website, and Brandon had to help me track everything down. So
yeah, we purchased probably like 500 different stock images for the show last year. I remember Chris and I, the hardest experience we ever had finding stock footage was footage of dogs having sex.
Like, man, I got a lot of that in my house.
Yeah. We found some.
Oh my God.
But it wasn't much. We had to
my personal stash.
We had to do a lot of tricks to make it look like more. So it's just, that was a business, a side business Chris and I were going to go into. It was just producing a lot of
dogs. Sounds like Becca's got
sex.
A leg up.
Hacking my leg on that.
Super didn't like that.
Yeah, finding stock footage sucks. But yeah, that Bound 2 one scarred me.
Joel and I literally spent about 15 minutes. And when I say literally, I mean literally. looking for the right image of a girl smirking. It was the most mind-numbingly thing. And it was just amazing at how many different photos, stock photos exist of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't imagine how difficult that... I mean, if you're ever bored and there's no public executions going around, go to like a stock website. We use iStockPhoto a lot, and go to the videos and watch some of the ridiculous videos out there. Like, there's one where it's like this big group dance scene in an office, and all these corporate guys in suits, and like the boss like break dancing.
Who decides what they film for stock footage stuff? Because it seems like there would be never any real applicable use for some of the stuff that they do stock footage for.
I'm sure they aggregate the search terms and they see what people are searching for.
They're searching for breakdance workers.
I mean, I've seen too that like a lot of sites, photographers just sign up and put their stuff on there in hopes that someone will find it and buy it. And so then, I think photographers try to make their images as marketable and have mass appeal as possible. But then there are some that just go for super weird, where it's like 1980s Santa in a hot tub drinking some Kool-Aid. Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah.
There's very specific ones like that. And then there's the very general ones like scientist holding a beaker.
Yeah.
Girl eating salad.
Yeah.
Girl laughing at salad.
And then you could be more specific, or girl laughing at salad while she's being made fun of or something like that.
Yeah. There was someone posted it in like the random channel, and it was like all just like this dark stock footage. Oh, it was just like I don't know, kids with guns and weirdly weird shit.
Well, there's a not safe for work tab for stock footage too.
Old ladies with guns is the strangest. Erin, who's one of our production artists in animation, she has like, I don't know why she has a library filled of old ladies holding up guns.
Oh my god.
She uses them as reaction images a lot.
I love Erin, but I love the way people interact with her on Twitter, because she doesn't ever tweet anything. It's just people like tweeting from their own personal accounts about her.
Yeah.
And she just like responds.
It's like the legend grows by everyone else. Like,
yeah.
We just do all the branding for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous. I'm gonna send a feed to the Apple TV, see if we get it.
This is pretty hard. This is some hardcore grannies
this
with guns.
This is fucking awesome. while we work on that, so I put this out there to people, because I do feel like I'm not the only one here. Before, I know we don't have much time left, but how many of you guys out there would go to a public execution if you did not have computers, TV, fucking anything? It was the 1700s. Who would go? So Patrick, if you could kind of monitor that, and we'd have much time, just hashtag RT podcast. Let's just say a beheading. And this is gonna be cheap. It's a king.
I think it's free. No,
come on.
Is it free?
But it's
was it a beloved king?
Yeah, all depends on context, you know. Like, I'm not
King
gonna
Louis
like,
and,
like Henry
and
the
Marie
Eighth.
Antoinette.
That'd be sweet.
I don't
know. I'll only go to a public execution if they're getting the Judas cradle.
Oh god.
I gotta see how that works.
I bet that's so slow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an 8-week ordeal.
Oh god.
You just walk it, like put it out in like the city square, and like you walk by every day and be like, oh, progress.
There he is. Just slowly sliding down.
He's about halfway now.
It's like Venice sinking.
Oh
my god. That's really big.
Oh, it's so pointy.
It's amazing. Like, this is what engineers were working on.
Yeah.
This is like, you had your smartest minds.
Yeah, we need the brightest, the best and the brightest to figure out how to murder people more gruesomely.
Yeah, advanced math.
I don't know.
Magicians.
I could argue that some pretty dumb people invented these ways to kill people. But who knows? Who knows?
It's because they didn't have iPhones.
So yeah. I'm obsessed with technology taking over and murdering us all.
Okay.
Like, I think last time I was
so
on,
you,
it's...
Did you see the headline today about an essay, like, basically creating systems that are so advanced that they can't keep them safe?
What?
Like, that is a thing that has happened?
Like, they're too self-aware?
No, I mean, it's not really AI, but just, like, backdoors and, like, basically they've created all these loopholes, and I didn't read the article, I will admit, I read the headline. Basically, like, you know, backdoors into people's phones and all these different little vulnerabilities that they can be exploited by other people.
Oh, boy. Is that really what, like, I know it's not a very, like, tangible thing you can be afraid of. It's not like, you know, somebody coming into your house and murdering you.
Yeah.
But does, like, how freaked out, I feel like we should be as concerned with that stuff as we are about people coming into our house and murdering us. But it's kind of hard to, like, quantify it in your head and make it feel like a genuine concern. It's
like digital theft in general? Yeah.
It's the things that, like, are presented to be friendly that you have to worry about. Like, I think last week it was, like, robot cops, I forget where, in Dubai, with, like, big smiles. Today, it was, you guys remember a couple of years ago, Amazon announced the drone package delivery?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, we made a short about it. I saw something today about, they were talking about the logistics of it. And instead of just keeping them all at their warehouses, they would build giant, what looked like beehives. All of the drones would be in there, and then they would like emerge from the hive.
Isn't that how the Matrix starts?
Yes.
Well, there was a Black Mirror episode in this last season about basically all the bees died, and they make bee drones to pollinate the flowers, and then someone hacks into them and uses the bees
to kill
people.
Oh my god!
And it's totally possible.
Aside from the bees getting hacked, that's actually a good way to solve the bee problem. Like, they should just replace the bee on Honey Nut Cheerios with a drone.
There you go.
Like, here's the solution.
All right, so right now it looks like 75% of the people who have responded would absolutely go to an execution.
What? You see, if we did these polls during the podcast more,
Brandon
I would
be, right
be vindicated.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. good.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess we're the weird ones.
I just, for me, it's all about context. You know, if he was a good king, if he didn't, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I mean, well,
yeah, I'm not going to go to a beheading just to see somebody die.
Yeah.
I need the emotional investment.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more than that. It's like a social gathering. It's kind of like, you know.
Have drinks, I'd rather go to brunch. Brunch doesn't exist
beheading
yet.
Beheading or brunch?
Why not both?
Yeah, I guess you could get
brunch at the beheading. Is it true that like when you get decapitated, you're still alive for a little bit?
No one knows, like, man. How would they know
like
that?
They've documented
after you chop someone's head off.
No, like keep it on.
Well, they document like there's eye movement and blinks and stuff with the severed head.
I think there's like, you know, a second where basically you still have the jolt in your brain.
Yeah.
It's like a chicken with its head cut off.
I wish it'd just be really cool to like have somebody, you know, they get decapitated and they say like one awesome thing and then they die.
Who farted? Like,
what would the thing be?
I'm really getting ahead. not that.
I feel like I'd just be self-conscious and I, you know, my head would hit the ground and roll. I'd be like, oh my God, that's what my body looks like. I had no idea. I got fat. I hadn't seen it from this angle.
Once upon a time, my uncle's eye popped out. Oh, he like hit it with a pressure rig popped off and hit him, and it hit just right where his eye bulb came out and it was like hanging.
What?
And I was like, I think I would take advantage of that in that moment.
Hey, bitch.
That's how people
see me. That's true, because you've never seen what your face looks like.
Yeah, you've never actually seen your face.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to see my face with...
It's a good face.
Eyeball gaping.
Oh, I look weird.
That's true.
Do you guys watch Rick and Morty?
Yes.
No.
Don't I look like someone who watches Rick and Morty?
Yeah, it's fair. It was an open...
Yeah.
It's a great show.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm pretty bad at watching TV.
Well,
it's a good show. Watch it.
One of the things they can do is travel to dimensions, like alternate dimensions, so they have their infinite selves. And in an episode, they completely ruin their world. And the way they resolve that at the end of the episode is find another world that's not destroyed in which they are killed. So like they go to a world and they find their dead bodies and it's like the show's gory. Like they see themselves just like the eye, just like falling out of the socket, all bloody.
Well, then they dig a grave for themselves and then bury themselves in the backyard.
Yeah.
So then it's like, could you imagine like having to like bury yourself and then like take your own place?
Yeah. And then later on, like Morty is like telling somebody about it. Yeah. He's like, every day I eat breakfast 20 yards from my rotting corpse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to watch it. It sounds like something
it's
really enjoy.
It's some fucked
is
up
it on,
shit.
Is it on some like Netflix or something?
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it might be on Hulu.
It's an absolute good show. But it's terrifying. Like it's weird for people. I can't imagine people who die in movies and stuff in a movie where the effects are so good that they actually see themselves like ripped up into pieces.
Like Pedro Pascal, like watching Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
Oh, anybody watching Game of Thrones? Yeah.
Anybody who's been in Game of Thrones? Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's like everybody
dies.
You're done.
Yeah.
Ooh. Chopping off the head, that's a weird job, right? Like if you're the executioner with the axe.
Yeah.
I went in New Orleans and you do a tour, like a death tour.
Yeah.
And there's like a guy who's just famous. Like that's what he did.
I just chop people's heads off.
Yeah, chop people's
heads off. I dare you to find someone who's better at chopping people's heads off than me.
No, it was serious. Like he had this job for a really long time. He was famous.
One of these times, I want you to say something ridiculous and then we cut to a close-up of you and we cut back wide and we're just gone. we just can't deal with your dumb questions anymore.
We can do that.
It's how like it's when fiction matches reality.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh my gosh! All right, well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you
for being on the podcast.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody who joined us. This was a lot of fun, and we'll do it again next week before RTX. Just to let you guys know, though, we have something new coming up. It's super exciting. So check out this video announcing a brand new broadcast show. It's pretty dope.
Introducing the greatest gaming tournament competition show in the history of gaming competition tournament show histories.
Not a tournament, just a gaming competition.
Oh, we have scoured, oh, this many earth for its darkened, crevice, sweaty places to find all the many greatest gamers who may or may not be on this earth.
Nope, just the Austin area, San Antonio, and I think maybe one guy from Nacogdoches.
Nacogdoches. We will also probably be giving away millions and millions of dollars worth of prizes worth nothing, probably.
Yeah, no, no money. Nah, we're not gonna do that. Just playing for pride, bragging rights, and maybe a trophy. A very, very small, tiny trophy.
Tyler size. On this very great set.
Welcome to Tuesday Night Game Fight. Our newest competition show where we take eight teams coached by some of your favorite personalities as they battle each other in a head-to-head matchup every single week in a full-blown, anything-goes, twists-and-turns gaming challenge show. Action starts July 18th and is available live at 5 p.m. for our first members. So you better get that membership if you want to watch the greatest show ever of all time.
Coaches include Achievement Hunter, Funhouse, and probably some other houses.
That is correct.
Tuesday Night Game Fight. Every Wednesday.
That is incorrect. It is every Tuesday.
Unless it's one of those leap Tuesdays and then it's Wednesday.
No, no. Every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m.
Okay. So it's Tuesday night unless you're in Denmark and then it's Wednesday.
Nope. Still Tuesday.
Okay.
Every Tuesday night. Or 5 p.m. Nope. No.
You stay up late. Or if maybe you're really drunk. You don't know what day it is.
It's still going to be Tuesday even if you're drunk.
Could be, if you're drunk enough, it could be Thursday.
I don't even know why I do this with you. Tuesday nights.